Hi, this is a dictation for patient Brendan Royal, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-R-O-Y-A-L. Mr. Brendan Royal, date of birth is 7/26/87, date of accident 7/30/2021, and date of service will be 11/30/2022. Patient returns with a severe pain in the lower back and the right shoulder and the right knee. My apology, the left knee. So once again, the patient has chronic pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, and the left knee. The right shoulder pain is 7 to 8, and lower back pain is 8 to 9 with progression and radiation to right leg posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion with involvement of foot and nose as a numbness tingling. Knee pain is around 6. Recently, the patient has had a repeat of the MRIs by Dr. Redden, who is a spine surgeon and was referred for the surgical evaluation. He was ordered a arthrogram of the shoulder that has been obtained today, and there is a moderate to high grade interstitial insertional tearing of the supraspinatus, cretican joint tendinosis, AC joint arthritis, subdeltoid bursitis, and superior anterior labral degeneration. The left knee showed ACL degeneration, patellofemoral friction syndrome, medial meniscal degeneration, medial compartment cartilage thinning with underlying subchondral narrow bone marrow abnormality of tibia, suggesting stress changes, early subchondral fracture, and anterior compartment chondromalacia. It appears that the patient has a moderate issues leading to surgical repair. Dr. Gary Gilliard is going to be checking him, and he will be after that. Seen, and then he's also undergoing a spine evaluation for which a new MRI has been done and ordered. Patient already received several injections in the lower back at L5-S1 level and SI joints also with moderate relief. Currently pain level is 7 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. 30% pain is relieved so far with all the treatment afforded to me. ADLs are reported to affect walking ability and sleep, and the work is 8, general activity 7, enjoyment of life 7. In the system review, patient has no symptoms of neurology and psych. No, he denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, vision problem, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or confusion, disorientation. He denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the hip on the right side, pain in the left knee, and pain in the right shoulder. Along with this pain, patient has suffered from pain in the neck, lower back, and stiffness of the shoulder, neck, and lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss are all the same as before, no changes in the last 30 days, no new trauma. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of substance except using marijuana for pain relief. Patient reports compliance as the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows: blood pressure is 121 over 84 pulses, 74 pulses, oxygen 100%. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit. Of 10/26/2022, dictation number is 1026-066. Plan is to continue seeing Dr. Redden and Dr. Gilliard for further surgical repairs. And meantime, patients provided Narco 7.5 to 25 once a day, 30 tablets for pain relief, PRN basis. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week for affected areas, including neck, lower back, the right shoulder and left knee. And he remains off work, and house work replacement transportation has been ordered. Mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and he will continue on naproxen and Allegra in medicine, which have been provided to him in the last visit. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days.